Coming up next, we have a special guest on the line. Sophia is talking to us. She is a student from Glenwood Springs High School, and she's here to share a little bit about her capstone project, where she's investigating what it's like for her to be a first-time voter. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. You have prepared a short statement that you'd like to share with the community, and we'd love to hear it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Voting is a privilege. We are lucky enough to live in a country where we have a say in how it is run. And it is our duty to exercise this right so that our voices are heard and we are represented in our government. Voting this year is especially important with so much at stake. We have a say in the issues that affect us locally, such as the reintroduction of gray wolves, and federally, based on who we choose as our representative. There are so many other important issues that affect everyone, whether you realize it or not. Not voting means that instead of using this gift of democracy that we are given, you are sitting by it and letting others choose for you. You have the opportunity to speak on the issues that matter to you, and to ignore this right is a disregard for what happens in the future of this country. A vote is a way for our voices to be heard through politicians. And if you disagree with the direction that our country is headed in now, one of the most effective courses of action is voting. Use your voice and allow yourself to be heard. And go vote.
Sophia, thank you so much for that impassioned call to action for our community. But I'd love to ask you a few follow-up questions, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
Great. So while you were growing up, did your family teach you that voting was a big responsibility, or did it come from your classes and your peers?
My parents have always kind of taught me that voting was a privilege because my mom is unable to vote. Being Canadian, she always taught me that it was a big responsibility. But I think that school has also taught me to use my voice and vote and be active in the government, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. And so you're a first-time voter. How are you voting this year?
I did vote this year, and I did it through a mail-in ballot.
Okay, wonderful. And then what are some of the things that you're hoping for in this election? What values are really important to you?
I guess I'm just hoping that whoever wins respects basic human rights and values, just honesty, equality, and just basic respect for others.
Are you feeling hopeful that your voice will be heard tomorrow?
Yes. I am extremely hopeful that by voting, my voice will be heard because this year with such important issues on the line, it's the only way for everyone to express their views.
Well, thank you, Sophia, so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the community before signing off?
Go vote!
Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. Next up, we have Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones.